This story is about an animal. Do you like animals? Do you like all animals? I do too, but I'm with you more. There's some animals I'm not crazy about. Well, that's one I'm going to tell you this story about. An animal that I don't really like. But this one animal was really brave. Wasn't scared of, well, I don't think anything. And here's what happened. In my backyard, quite a while ago, there was an old chicken coop. You know what a chicken coop is? It's a house for chickens to live in. And it was getting old, and I said, hey, I'm going to knock it down, get rid of it. I don't have chickens, taking up too much space. So I tipped it over. It fell over easy. I piled it up, was going to burn it. And I sat down on it was a nail keg. That's what nails used to come in, a little barrel. I sat down on the bottom of that barrel, and I looked around, and there was a piece of wood still on the ground. I took my foot. Well, I've got pretty good sized feet. And I kicked that board up, and what do you think was there? It was an animal. A mouse about that big. Well, since I don't like mice, you know, they get in the house, they go to the bathroom, wherever they are, they're messy, and they're full of disease. They even have little animals living on them. So I thought, I'll get rid of that little mouse, and I was ready to step on it when it grabbed a little pink thing the size of a raisin. You know what raisins are? They're dried grapes, and they get shriveled up, but this was pink. That was a baby, a little bitty one. She grabbed it, and she ran in circles. I could have got her then, but man, I didn't want to do that, not with a little baby. She ran to my neighbor's yard. Now, he was kind of a junk man. He had the junkiest place, big pile of old scrap iron and sticks. Well, it was just junky. And that mouse ran through a pipe, under the fence, come out the other end. And I thought, now there's a whole bunch of little ones still down there. What's going to happen? Here she come. And she looked up at my foot, about that far above her. And I was wiggling a little bit. So she grabbed another one, made the trip, came back from behind me, grabbed another one, and made another trip. She saved every one of those little mice. And I'm so glad I didn't smash her, because I said, God gave that little mother the strength and the courage to save her children. Now, I did something that I didn't think I'd ever do. I think most all that winter, I fed that little mouse. I'd go out there with a piece of bread. I'd go out there with different things, and I'd leave it by the fence. I think that mouse ate them and raised those little mice to be more than a bunch of little bitty pink ones. Now, I don't believe we should keep all mice, but I couldn't bring myself to step on them. That was one brave mother. Are you guys brave? Will you stand up for what you think is right? I think you will. And I think I did good by not getting rid of that little mouse, because she was so brave.